Welcome to IET Evolve Everyday Earthing and Energy Wisdom. Today is Friday, September 19th, 2025, and I am Susan Manowich. We've got a couple of pieces of news for you today. I'll break them down into Mother Earth news, Sun news, and Susan news. And then, of course, we'll get into the detail as we typically do every day. So for Mother Earth news right now, we have another large aftershock. It's still being called an aftershock in Russia, Kamchatsky, Russia, a 7.8 quake. It occurred at 1858 UTC yesterday. It had a depth of 19.5 kilometers, which is considered shallow. And this area, just to let you know, did have a significant amount of aftershocks to the aftershock that occurred, that 8.8, that was in July. 2,100 aftershocks. I had to do a double check of that number to make sure it was accurate. So certainly a significant amount of aftershocks. And if you remember, we had a 7.3 aftershock that occurred on September 13th. So very interesting, these aftershocks are in this eclipse window. I just find that to be fascinating, and I'll talk more about the energy of that impacting our bodies, our minds, and us emotionally as well, because this stuff is, of course, not disconnected. In Sun news, the coronal hole number 80 is facing us, as I shared yesterday that it was coming towards us, and it will be more active over the weekend. I'll get into that a little bit more in depth, but the Sun did also have a filament eruption, which did have a CME to it, coronal mass ejection, and it doesn't appear that we've got information as to exactly what that's doing at this point. And in the news for me that I'd like to share with you, there's a couple of announcements that I will be sharing with you before the wisdom drop today that I think you might be interested in if you pay attention to this. And for the activity of the Sun, in getting into greater detail, this coronal hole number 80, its positioning is higher, so it may hit us more northward here on the Earth. And it's also not as big as that last coronal hole that we had that brought us that high-speed solar wind, that brought us that geomagnetic activity, which was higher than what was predicted. So we may not see as much intensity from it. And that is slated to begin to impact us on Sunday. So yes, it's this weekend, but it's going to be more on Sunday. The solar flares, well, really just in the C range at this point, but we did see an increase from 10 flares yesterday to 12 flares today, and the strongest of those was a C3.6 from 4220 at 1541 UTC yesterday. And the rest of those C-class flares range from C2.3 to 3.0, and 4220 was the lead flare producer, with a few of the other sunspots chiming in. Like I said, also, we did get that filament eruption at 1806. UTC, and it did produce a CME. So we're waiting to see where that one goes and what it does. Sunspots, 7 Earth facing, and 4216 remained at beta gamma, and then 4220 decided to match 4216 and hang out in the beta gamma configuration. 4223 did show some significant growth, and the rest were more simple at this point. So that's what we've got going on for sunspots. So we've got a little bit more activity, and let's see what that does. Solar wind, well, we're in the weakening phases of it and waning. It's slowing down. It's chilling out. It's like, I imagine it's like this big solar yawn and this exhale. And it's in the last phases of its exhale yesterday. So we reached 544 yesterday, and as of last check, we're at 388 kilometers per second. So really a significant decrease to that solar wind, looking more normal, more average right now. And this is what normal and average feels like for the solar wind at the current moment. The interplanetary magnetic field was weak, and the BZ was mostly northward. The KP, the geomagnetic activity to the planet, it was quite low yesterday, between 1 to 2, so really quiet conditions. Right now we're at a 0.5, so it's almost 0 and barely 1, which is very quiet. And again, feeling what a quiet field feels like at the moment for geomagnetic activity. Potential forecast, 35% chance of an M-class flare and quiet conditions expected geomagnetically because we're not expecting that high-speed solar wind until Sunday. We do have the partial solar eclipse on Sunday, just to remind everybody of that, and fall equinox. You know, sometimes people are like, is it the 21st or is it the 22nd? I know it's somewhere around there, or maybe the 23rd. No, it is on Monday, September 22nd at 2:19 p.m. And the Schumann, well, let's talk a little bit more about that. So I did quite a bit of research this morning because of what people were feeling and really looking at that. I was getting reports. So I may be combining a little bit of our summary with the Schumann here, so bear with me. But people were feeling nauseous yesterday. There was lots of reports of that in some people actually expressing that nausea in other forms. It is the morning. I'm trying to be mindful of what I say. Feeling wobbly, people feeling like disconnected in their body, like disoriented, having headaches. This is before the quake, by the way. And then looking at the Schumann, what we did see is these disturbed electromagnetic conditions that could be tied to the lithosphere stress that occurred before the 7.8 quake in Kamchatka. So it's possible that these were precursor patterns and the field already being sensitive from the coronal hole effects, the solar wind that we had. So these electromagnetic seismic emissions could couple more strongly. It's possible because there was a noticeable pattern that I picked up in the Schumann that I thought, you know, it's possible that that could be a precursor signal. So you take that and then you look at the information with, you know, what people were feeling. And let's talk a little bit more about that. Before the quakes, this restlessness, this background tension, heavy legs. That's before earthquakes, there's usually this kind of like edginess and this sludgy feeling. Heavy legs seems to be quite like just a stronger density. And for some reason, the legs really seem to be where people feel it a little bit more. Also, a collective unease. And what could come of that is some fierce energy needing to be released. Some harshness that can come out of that because there's this feeling that there's something that's just not so lovely happening in the body. Even heart palpitations soon before the quake. And then right around that time or soon after that time, immense clarity of thought or feelings. And as far as today goes, you probably are feeling much more ease post this earthquake right now. And, you know, my sense is we got another well-timed release from Mother Earth prior to this eclipse to help lighten the load as she is actually harmonizing too. So we talked about the Earth harmonizing after so much activity from the solar wind and then the geomagnetic activity that was, you know, rocking and happening. Well, you know, there's a harmonization that occurs, and it's possible that the 7.8 quake is really a way for that pressure to get released and also to get released in us. And as I said, I have a couple of announcements. I will be on Humanity Rising next Friday, and I will put a link to that in the ietevolve.substack.com. I will be teaching a class for Ubiquity University in October on this very subject. And in December, I will be speaking at the State of the World Forum in Washington, D.C. So I will put all of that information in Substack so you can actually go over and check that out. And a special treat for you today as well. There is a beautiful time-lapsed video of the morning sun that my husband took over the ocean, and I would love to be able to gift that to you today so you can check that out. Thank you, and remember, you are designed to be attuned to the Earth and cosmos. We'll see you tomorrow.